The Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
A handsome man recaps news in pleasing baritone. Stay tuned for this and more.
Remember that having their program every day is a luxury. The Don and Mike Show.
Let me see. Tomorrow on the show, we're jam-packed. We get set for the NFL playoffs with our man JB from Fox NFL Sunday.
Yeah.
Plus, tomorrow, Robert the Mailman is making his first appearance in 2006. He'll be telling us about his high-stakes poker game he got rated at.
And he's bringing food, too.
And he's bringing you an Xbox. He scored that Xbox,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, he got the Xbox. That's what I am told. I'm excited about that.
Plus, tomorrow, for the first time since he interviewed Jimi Hendrix's little brother.
Right.
It's the return of the Joe Show tomorrow.
Oh, fantastic.
Yay. We have an interview for Joe. Plus, we've got to play the Regis tapes, the Dick Clark tapes, and the Backwards Music tapes.
Ooh.
And we've got a brand new Jeopardy for you. All of that on tomorrow's show.
Wow.
Now it's time for Buzz, brought to you tonight by the Hard Times Cafe. All the great food you love to eat, great food, great people, cheap prices. Hard Times Cafe.
Try the chili.
And now here is Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi.
Does carpooling begin at conception? That was the tough moral question facing a judge in Mesa, Arizona. Candace Dickinson didn't want to pay the $367 fine she was facing for driving alone in the carpool lane. Candy argues she wasn't alone. She says there were two people in the car, as required, the second person being her unborn son.
I like this.
Quoting the cop who cited her, to follow her philosophy would require officers to carry pregnancy testers, and I don't think we want to go there. The judge, citing a rarely used legal tool known as common sense, ruled against Cindy.
Oh, that's
a candy. Future courts will have to decide at what trimester does an unborn child become a commuter.
Here's the thing. That chicks can pretty much get away with, you know that girl Colleen?
Yeah.
She told us one time that the best one ever was that she said to the cop, she just got her period.
Right.
And that's why she was speeding. And like what, the cop's going to check?
Yeah.
Right.
Well, that is, I think, didn't we have a list of that one time where you had the female excuses and it was number one on the list? Because, you know, you tell a male cop that anything that has to do with that time and they're going to get all oogie.
He's out of there.
And I know that while the HOV thing says two people, that technically, I guess if you had a note saying you're pregnant, maybe technically, I know that when I've been on Route 50 and it's an HOV lane with my dogs, I have driven proudly with my dogs sitting, one of them in the front seat and the other one in the back seat, almost like not challenging, because I don't challenge the cops,
right. Wow.
But almost like just with the cruise control, almost like daring you to pull me over because I've got Colonel Klink, the giant German Shepherd, sitting in the passenger seat.
High occupancy vehicle.
You get away with that because of the clothes they're wearing.
You put them in their little suits and ties.
Anyway, I don't think that that chick should have gotten away with that.
Well, and she didn't.
Yeah, so it's good that they... Yeah. Although I got to tell you one local thing that blew me away when we were on vacation, and I'm amazed that this got no... Like it wasn't the lead story on the local news. I'm sure everybody listening to us has got some toll road or some easy pass thing where you live. Out by where I live, we have the dullest toll road, which takes people who live in the Virginia suburbs into Washington, D.C.
Right.
Now, there are five lanes where you throw 75 cents, and then there are two lanes where you have the easy pass.
Mm-hmm.
And if you drive through the easy pass and you don't pay, there's a gigantic bump, a light that goes on, and you assume, they took a picture of my license
plate. Yeah, they're taking your picture.
I'm going to get busted.
Mm-hmm.
They had a press conference where they announced that those are dummy lights.
It's unenforced.
Ah,
and
it's a good thing.
Why the Department of Transportation would have a press conference to announce this, I don't know. And it didn't get very much coverage.
I remember it, though. I actually remember when they said that, and people
it was like
aren't getting prosecuted for
like
that.
Like on page 5 of the Metro section, just in a little box, saying, yeah, they're going to work on it sometime in the future. They're trying real hard to find a way to catch the people that are driving through every day.
It's amazing.
So just in case you didn't hear it, and you're listening to us on WJFK, and you're at the Dulles Toll Road, if you don't have the easy pass...
And you see that flashing light, it's really meaningless.
Don't sweat it.
Good. That that's a huge relief, because the night we were driving you home from the Christmas party, one of the exits you had me take so you could relieve yourself happened to be the entrance to that same toll road. And I didn't have any change. I guess I wish I had your car, so we had the easy pass.
Well, I do,
but
have
Marcia was following us in her car. She had no change, and we saw the flash when she drove through and figured, well, you know, the ticket's in the mail.
See, and boy, do I feel like an idiot, because I've got easy pass on both of my cars.
And now you're, you know, you feel like you're getting ripped off. If you have the easy pass and you're, you know, following the law.
Now, for instance, when I go over the Bay Bridge or when I've driven up to New Jersey, that's where easy pass is great, because because now you can use it in like 8,000 different states.
So you can use your one easy pass you have for Virginia, you can use that in different states.
Right. You know that big bridge in Delaware that you go over?
Delaware Memorial Bridge.
On the way to Atlantic City?
Right. Works there.
You want to save yourself 25 minutes?
Okay.
Get yourself an easy pass.
Really?
Yeah. It works fantastic.
Very cool.
However, there I think they do have the things that really do take the pictures of your license plates.
Well, the other thing they do, of course, if you've ever gone through and you maybe didn't put the right change in or you missed and you hear that that bell, that alarm clock go off. I always thought that's kind of, you know, what are you going to do? See one of the toll collectors come running after you?
I mean, anyway, it's crap.
Yeah.
So until they fix it, go ahead and use Easy Pass. Knock yourself out.
And if we happen to be wrong about this and they suddenly fix it on short notice and they haven't told us,
don't blame us.
You're screwed.
We can't be held liable.
Mm-hmm.
After gasoline prices had fallen back to a level we could apparently live with, they're headed up again. And they're going to keep rising for the next few weeks, according to a government forecast.
Down.
I know.
He's going to be doing some driving.
Florida Evans.
Yeah. It's not pretty.
I told you, buy a hybrid, Florida.
The forecast says the price...
Buy a freaking Prius.
Prius.
Prices should level off again, says the forecast, by early February, but it doesn't say what the prices will level off to. The report only says the prices will remain under $3 a gallon. We burned more gas than expected when we went on our crazy shopping spree last month. The increased demand put a dent in our supply. Supply and demand is what sets the prices. Sweetheart deals with the government notwithstanding.
That's what makes America great.
They always drive the prices up right before President's Day.
Yeah, it sucks.
For the traveling.
That's ridiculous.
That's what makes America great. Mm-hmm. It's like we're in an energy crisis, yet for the holiday season, it's balls out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter. Get your big SUV. Drive it to the mall even when you don't have to go.
Fill her up.
It's a shell game.
Fill her up.
Rising gas prices, of course, have put a big dent in the American car-making business, and that and the lack of innovation. Asian car makers.
Excuse me for a second.
Yeah.
You made a joke and you didn't know it.
Though. Oh, I did. Yeah, it's a shell game, you see. That even Exxon plays.
In your writing, it made a dent.
Yes, well, that too. Yeah, I'm just full of them. They pour out of me.
I mean, you know, it just you got your funny button way on like 12 now.
Yeah, no off switch, Don. No off switch over
up.
There.
Reread that opening line because it was makes a dent.
Uh-huh. Too much.
Rising gas prices, of course, have put a big dent in the American car making business.
See. I'm laughing already because you're talking about a dent in the car.
I'm ready to give him the Paul Schaefer laugh for that.
Okay, go ahead.
Thank you. That and a lack of innovation, Asian car makers have now officially taken the lead in car making. To compete, companies like General Motors have cut factories, cut payrolls, and cut prices. Now they're doing the unthinkable. They're cutting salaries. Billionaire investor Kirk Kerkorkian, rhymes with Kevorkian, has told the company it needs to do three things. Cut wages from the boardroom to the factory, sell off the Saab and Hummer divisions, and adopt an urgent sense of survival. He says GM's spending $24 million a day, which means the money will run out in 1,000 days or less. Quoting a spokesman, time is of the essence.
I'm going to buy me a Geely. New Chinese car.
New Chinese car.
Geely is good car. Serious car from China.
But they're all smiles over on Wall Street because 2005, it turns out, was a record year for bonuses. The average Wall Street bonus this year.
I buy Geely sports car. You know what it called, Don?
What's it called?
It called Beauty Leopard. Beauty Leopard from Geely.
It really is. Yeah. It's a real new brand of Chinese cars.
Beauty Leopard.
The Beauty Leopard.
They're pulling ahead.
Plus $85.
The average Wall Street bonus this year, see if you got this, jumped from $100,000 to $125,000. That's the average bonus on Wall Street.
Yeah, I got that.
That set a new record of $21.5 billion just in bonuses. Quoting,
pretty good. Pretty good.
Sure is. Quoting the New York State Comptroller, this is very good news.
I got that. You guys didn't get that in your paycheck?
No, I didn't get
not
it.
Not yet.
No, I didn't
Maybe
see it
next
yet.
Paycheck.
They sent it to you?
Yeah.
Did you get them for everybody?
Maybe that was part of it.
Okay.
Maybe that was part. Maybe I was supposed to share. Sorry about that.
Oh, and now it's all spent. Well, Pat Robertson has been smited by the Holy Land. That's our story when we come back.
Pat Robertson, can I just say this?
Yes.
He makes life worthwhile.
I'd like to tell you something, if I could. It's always been said that a person cannot return to their hometowns, but you have disproven that theory completely, and you really made it worthwhile.
Worthwhile.
Thank you very much.
That's another one of the tapes we played like 4 hours ago.
Makes a lot of sense.
Elvis has left for Graceland.
Oh, and Mike?
Yes?
You just don't value yourself enough. The fact that you would let them touch you is disgusting, and I don't want you to ever do it again the rest of your life.
I hear somebody overreacting.
I'm going to jerk a knot in your tail.
Please do.
I'm a funny guy, but I don't think that's funny.
Oh. Well, F you.
You going to try to do that with me? Because I'll get all over you.
Please, Dr. Phil, get all over me.
Are you a prostitute?
Yes.
You're not a prostitute.
I am.
Are you a drunk?
Yes, I am.
A drunk?
I've been drunk.
You've been drinking today.
Of course.
You are in denial.
That is where I disagree with you.
If you don't take another drink today, you're going to be drunk for 6 months.
And that
you are drunk at a tissue level.
And that's bad because?
You're trading sex for alcohol and cigarettes.
There's your answer.
And liking it.
You just don't value yourself enough. The fact that you would let them touch you is disgusting, and I don't want you to ever do it again the rest of your life.
Well, you're going to be disappointed, Dr. Phil.
All right, we cycled through those. Uh-huh. Buzz, what's next?
Pat Robertson, smited by the Holy Land.
Right.
I don't.
Thank you. Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.